the Malin Slice of Life podcast for January 15th, 2006. It's just all about the music today, folks. I haven't decided whether to break up this podcast into several podcasts or just put all the files together, but I do know that the first person you will be hearing is Maria. Okay, I've got it. I will put in Maria first. She will talk about her life of music at the Institute. And she ends because her voice stops. She stops phonating because of this horrible cold / laryngitis. I will then put in my recollection, I believe, about the music school at the... Oh, the music school. The Institute music program. And then I'll put in a recollection that we had together.
Hello, everyone. This is Maria. since Neil has thrown down the gauntlet or the challenge for us to do... it's 6 o'clock. To put on as a podcast or whatever. He asked us to do our musical histories. As you can tell, I'm not going to be doing much singing or anything right at the moment because I have a terrible cold, which I've been trying to get rid of. I've had it since the week between Christmas and New Year's. I started with it. And sorry, folks. And I'm at least being able to speak some now. For a couple of days there, I was unable to. Whoops! There go my CDs. To say anything, to talk at all. I had laryngitis, and I tell you, I'll just say this, and before I start in with the real history of my singing or my music career, that. The worst thing I can say is for a singer or somebody who's studying voice, I should say. I wouldn't call myself a real singer, but I love to sing. And the worst thing is to have to go to I belong to a vocal ensemble at the Lighthouse, and we had a rehearsal, our first rehearsal after the holidays this past Wednesday. I couldn't sing, and it was so awful. Well, even before that, at our New Year's Eve party, a friend of ours has a New Year's Eve party, and all of our friends are, you know, they love to sing, and we sing together and harmonize. Usually, when we have her New Year's Eve party, I couldn't sing a note, not a single note. I was just so anguished. So now I'm starting to get my voice back a little. anyway, my musical history, I guess I can say, began when I was about, I must have been about a year or so. Oops, hold on. Okay, sorry for the interruption. I'm not sure where I was. I think I was saying that it started around a year. I was about a year or two old. I was born in Puerto Rico, and my mom says that before I was walking, she would sit me in a rocking chair with a radio or some sort of music, and I would rock and rock and rock along with the music. It's the only thing that would keep me quiet or you know, calm or whatever. I was as a baby, I was very sickly, I guess. I had some sort of allergy to the milk, and I believe also to the water. So consequently, I was constantly ill. I had what do they call that? Babies have colic, and worse. And I was finally contracted meningitis, which was what what took away my eyesight, because I went into coma and I had damage of the optic nerve and all kinds of stuff like that. Anyway, my mom says, to get back to the music part, my mom says that I, when I started to talk, instead of talking, I would sing. And I learned, by listening to the Spanish music, the songs, I would somehow, I guess, learned these songs phonetically, and I would sing the songs on pitch too. And whenever we had company, my mom said they would give me a quarter. They would give me a quarter to, you know, and I would sing a song for them. And my love of singing and of music has gone on throughout my life in Pennsylvania. We moved to Pennsylvania when I was about a year old, I guess. And my dad was he was a migrant farmer. He worked on the farm in the Pennsylvania Dutch country. It was called a place called Allentown, Brignicksville, anyway, actually, which was close to Allentown. And they used what do you call those, horse and buggy, to get around for the most part, the Amish. And we lived there for a couple of years. And when I moved here, when my parents moved to New York first for a while, well, for a good while, when I was about 4 years old, my mom enrolled me in school at the Institute. It was called, at the time, it was called the New York Institute for the Education of the Blind, I believe that's what it was called. I went to nursery school, and they didn't keep me there long because I was too advanced for them. Then I went to kindergarten, and the institute had an amazing music program, which started they didn't call it grade school, and but we called it lower school and upper school, sort of like the British system. And we started listening. We had periods during the day when we would just listen to music. First of all, we would get up early in the morning and have our breakfast and get dressed and whatnot. And every day while I was there, starting from kindergarten and going on up through high school, we had morning assembly. In morning assembly, there was always a piece of music or two which we listened to. And then during the day we had, I guess it was something, I don't know if it was called music appreciation, but that's what it was, really. And they started us little ones out, 6, 5, 6, and 7, with listening to